Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Done. I am Gabriel Moretz, and I'm on a grid, SiriusXM channel 159. Shout out to all of our AM and television affiliates. Let's do this thing. Stanley Cup Finals on the line tonight. And absolutely positively has to get the Pittsburgh overnight pick tonight for the Tampa Bay Lightning. They are in a must-win situation. We'll break it down. Coach James Young will join us. We'll break down the NBA draft, which is later in the week in Brooklyn, New York. We've already got a couple of picks in. We've got a couple of other picks circled. We'll throw this at the coach. And we got a full slate of Major League Baseball tonight and some very interesting big-time matchups. We pick up the pieces following Matthew Fitzpatrick winning the U.S. Open, Max Verstappen winning the Canadian Grand Prix, and, of course, the Colorado Avalanche absolutely destroying the Tampa Bay Lightning on Saturday night. Let's do this thing, Cam. Big game tonight for the Tampa Bay Lightning. They really are in a must-win situation tonight.
Yeah, you said it. These guys lose this game, they're done, and it'll be a quick series, Morenci. But that's the thing, man. Tampa Bay, they're champions, but they got absolutely smoked the last game. You got to think, Colorado speed is really, really hurting these guys right now. So we'll see, man. I think for Tampa Bay to be successful, they got to slow the game down. They can win a 2-1 game, a 3-2 game. They can't be in a 5-4 shootout with these guys. And I know I don't like these correlated bets, but I got to believe that if Tampa Bay wins, it will be lower scoring under the 6 goals tonight.
Well, Vasilevsky, we've talked about his numbers after game one in series, and then he got lit up big time in game two. He's never given up 7 goals before in a playoff game. Interesting that they left him out there, that they didn't just take him out of the game to give him a breather. But Cooper, I think, thinking about, you know what, this guy is really going to get mad now, and he's going to really dig down deep. I agree with you. They got to slow the game down. It's not just, you know, Cam, it's just the, I think Tampa sort of, you know what it reminds me of? We're going back a long ways now, but we're going back to when the Michigan Wolverines won a national championship, all right, in 1989 college basketball. They lost some guys. All right, Glenn Rice wasn't on the team the next year. There were a couple of dudes that weren't there, specifically Glenn Rice. He was the best player. But nevertheless, they were still the defending champions, Cam. And they were good, right? Michigan were good. They were defending champions. And they played Loyola Marymount. And, of course, Loyola Marymount was the team that basically they had a rule. You had to shoot within 5 seconds of the shot clock. Not at the end of the shot clock. Like the first 5 seconds. Like the first five. Like they would be like, dude, like shoot. Like they were like, come on, shoot. Like they played this ultra speed game, and Michigan, I never forget, Cam, Michigan said before the game, if these guys want to try to play that street ball and run with us, go ahead. Let's see what happens. All right. Mm-hmm. Michigan thought, whatever, dude, we'll run with these guys, no problem. Dude, yep. Loyola Marymount set a record, Cam. I think that's off the top of my head. I think it was 149-117. It was like an NBA game. if you don't remember the score, Cam, it was like I said, I think off the top of my head, I think it was 149-117. What was it? It was not bad. 149-115.
Wow.
It's a college game, Cam. They only played 40.
That's an NBA game.
Michigan
with
put up 115 and still lost by 34 points. That's what's happening to the Lightning right now. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci. Kicking it with the Ranger Redhead, Cam Stewart, Stanley Cup Finals, Major League Baseball. We got Dave Sharapan joining us straight from the strip in Las Vegas at Nevada. Coach James Young will join us. We're going to talk NBA draft. And, of course, we've got Stanley Cup Final hockey tonight. So, as far as the number is concerned, the Tampa Bay Lightning. Tampa Bay Lightning. Home dogs. Last night. Yet the money has come in right now. I thought it was strange. I didn't think that the Lightning would close as underdogs, Cam. Last night, they actually were the dogs. It's flip. Colorado were minus 115 over the weekend coming into this game. Now Tampa Bay Lightning minus 115. Total is six. This is like the Alamo. This is like the last stand, Cam. This is it. If you are the Tampa Bay Lightning and you are a Tampa Bay Lightning backer and better, it's amazing, isn't it, how big this game is. Colorado win tonight? I think you could bust out the brooms and they'll probably just win on Wednesday and it's over. Tampa win tonight? Like, we could be 2-2. We might have a series or the series might be over, Cam. There's a lot of different paths that this could go. Yet I do believe that the Tampa Bay Lightning show up tonight. If you and I back the Edmonton Oilers in this spot,
right? Yes.
If we said, oh, we're taking the Oilers, they're going back, the Oilers can beat them, then we got to take Tampa. I'm taking the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight.
I am too, but I'm going to play the total for more. I have more confidence in the total than Tampa Bay. Listen, Morenci, you've seen this too.
And what, the over or the under? The eye both test. Games have squeezed over.
Under. Sorry, I'm at the under, and I'm going to say this. I know we bet on Edmonton and whatever. I've never seen Tampa Bay look older, slower. Colorado also had an easier path here. They might have, like, they swept Edmonton. Look at Tampa Bay. They go to seven with the Leafs. I know they beat Florida, but those were tough games, and the Rangers gave them everything they could handle, and they're a veteran team, points playing with an injury. And Vasilevsky stood on his head for a while. Colorado, on the other hand, they're used to it. They're faster than all the teams that they played, and they're healthier right now. So they kind of look like the better team, but you're right. Desperation will bring out the best. These guys are two-time champions, but I think it's going to be a lower-scoring game tonight. I don't know who's going to win, but I'm going to bet on Tampa as well, but I think it goes under six.
I don't think, Cam, it's skating speed. I don't think it's like, oh, my God, these guys are too fast for us. I just think it's sort of the tempo, the pace, the just everything was too fast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, kicking it, Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. A lot of stuff to get to. We'll break it down. But I've got a story. I'm going to talk about this on Sports Rage tonight. This is something I'm really going to dig into. But the World Cup is going to Qatar, of course, Cam. And you and I kidded about going to Qatar and it not ending well. Well, I'll tell you what. It's not going to end well for anybody. Put it this way, Cam. Let's say I told you that they accidentally sent me a contest win that was for you, you and your lovely girlfriend, to go to Qatar to enjoy the World Cup.
and give it to you.
You and your girlfriend kissed in public. You're yes. under arrest. You're going to jail.
Well, that's great, dude. And what am I
like?
Out?
Before we sort of kidded. Oh no, it's going to be rough there. Yeah. No. They just released the rules over the weekend. The Qatari government.
Yeah.
It's hardcore, bro. Dude, you're not allowed having sex.
Like, in a
there's
hotel?
No anywhere.
Oh, okay.
Unless anyway, you okay. are married, you and your girlfriend would be put in jail. They are going to walk around checking to see if you are actually legally married. They are blocking people from booking hotel rooms that don't have the last same name. They're blocking gay people. Like, this hardcore. And they basically, they're not apologizing for it. They said public displays of affection are not acceptable here unless you're a spouse. And even then, you can't do it in public. But they are going to check. Like, the British government just told people, don't go. We cannot help you. Like, if you get arrested there.
Yeah.
Like, we cannot help you. No sex camp. Like, it's one thing. There's nothing. I thought, like, in some countries, some of these rich Middle Eastern countries camp, they don't like alcohol, but they want people to go there. So they basically say, listen, you can get drunk, but only in the hotel, right? Mm-hmm. There's a hotel bar. You're not allowed to leave it. Like, if you're seen in public drunk, like, you're under arrest, and it's bad. But you can stay in the hotel bar and go back up to your room type of deal. There's not a drop of alcohol in Qatar allowed. It's a alcohol-free country. What are we doing?
Doesn't sound like a great trip.
What? Are we sending people to their death? Hey, honestly, what are we doing here?
Right.
I want to just on a serious note, like people talking about the Saudi tour, what about the World Cup in Qatar? Like, seriously, the Saudi, you know what I mean? Saudi tour. Like, I mean, we're going to Qatar here where they're not even hiding it. They're telling us, yes, listen, homosexuality is illegal here. Public displays of affection are illegal. If you're not married, you will be put in jail. And they're basically warning people, like, don't connect and hook up. Like, if you're a stranger or something, you're under arrest.
What's the point? Pretty crazy stuff.
So you're
a Brit that's been drinking every day for your life. You go down to the pints and whatever. And you can't go.
You're not going.
Yeah. And what are they doing? Listening to people outside the hotel room with a spy? And
it would be funner to go to North Korea, bro.
Like, yes,
there's booze in North Korea. Do you know that weed isn't even illegal there?
Wow, I didn't know
that. In North Korea?
No, it's interesting.
Yeah, it's deemed, you're looked at like a drunk. It's sort of like farmers do it, like poor people. But it's not illegal.
Okay.
There's no law. Now, I'm not saying I think we could walk up to the town square and light a fat one up before the game.
What would happen if you smoke one in Qatar? You're done. Like, you're not coming home. You're done.
Maybe in a body bag.
Like,
in a box.
Actually, you know what? I don't even know if jails is like what it is. You know, yeah, they might like actually just kill you.
Bro, they're gonna throw you in a cell, and that's that. Like,
I don't know.
Drugs? Are you kidding me, Cam? You can't kiss somebody. Imagine they found you with, like, come on, man.
It's a problem. Qatar tourism's lacking. No booze, no kissing. Like, what the hell? No hooking up. This sounds like a disaster to me.
Unless you're the purest person, man, I'd stay away.
I agree. Even pure people sometimes kiss each other. Like, what the hell's going on here? That's nuts. You would catch me dead going there, buddy. If there's a checklist of stuff, me and you, check. Yeah, it's a death trap. No thanks.
This is what FIFA said is all is welcome at the tournament, but it's growing concern. That is not the case. There's already reports of fans with different surnames being stopped from booking and sharing hotel rooms. There are reports of people from the LGBT community being denied hotel rooms. And not only this, Cam, the Qatari government is investigating. Like, they investigate you when you go in. Like, they're not even hiding it. Like, when you come into the country, they're, like, looking up. All right, Cam and Lisa are not married. We're going to arrest them when they get here.
Like, see a lot of gambling sites, a lot of online booze ordering. You're right. I'm done. They wouldn't even let me in the country. I don't want to go. You would have to pay. No, you can't even pay
public,
me enough, Renzi.
Public displays of affection are frowned upon. It's not part of our culture, and that goes across the board for everybody.
No.
The Qatari Supreme Court Committee for the delivery of the 2022 World Cup also warned of strict laws in place. In a statement, Qatar is a conservative country where public displays of affection are frowned upon, regardless of sexual orientation. Wow. Dude, the whole point of the World Cup is like hot Brazilian girls and like
that's the whole thing. It's the party, the drink. Yeah, and if you're single, you hook up with somebody.
And you hook up with someone from another country. You're I met a girl from Venezuela.
I gotta tell you, this Qatar idea just sounds pretty stupid to begin with. Whoever gave this the AOK, because it's dumb. It goes against everything the World Cup stands for. What a joke. Good luck.
Yeah. It's like, I like how the headline in England, this is from the Daily Star, World Cup sex ban has horny fans warned as one night stands could lead to 7 years in jail. I love the British media. That's their headline. That's their headline. World Cup sex ban has horny fans warned one night stands could lead to 7 years in jail. Exclusive, a World Cup sex ban is effectively in place during the tournament. Those who caught frolicking. I like frolicking. That's the real British word. Anyone caught frolicking with anyone other than their spouse faces a 7-year jail term automatically. No trial. Like, dude, like.
Fun and frolic. Wow. Not in Qatar.
I think I'll go frolic somewhere else. I'm going to wait to frolic in Vancouver and Seattle in 2026 at the World Cup. And I'll kiss whoever I want.
Exactly. You can kiss a lamp pole if we want. I don't know what the hell's going on here. This is a disaster.
I think you can kiss a lamp pole there. I don't know if there's a lie.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Things of affection? Inanimate objects? I don't know. You tell me.
I'm going to get into it tonight on Sports Rage, but there's a whole list. Public drunkenness? You're done, bro. Like, done.
And then you don't go inside. Yeah, it's not cool.
Well, you don't go.
Doesn't sound like our type of place.
No. No.
I don't know. Yeah, I know what it sounds like. Whose type of place? You tell me who's going. Like people from South America, they get riot. That's their party for
Dude,
soccer. They're
this is going not going there. To end well. There are this is not no. going to end well. Because people are gonna think, whatever. I'm not like I don't know.
Yep.
I'm staying away.
I wouldn't mess.
I'm staying far away. Yeah, maybe Atlanta. Atlanta sounds fun, 2026. 2026. When I saw that no sex World Cup, I'm like, what the hell? I love the headline. Horny fans warned, Cam.
Yeah. Only in Britain they put horny in a headline. Amazing. It's amazing.
No, you can't hold hands there, Kyle. As people ask you, do you hold hands? No, it's holding hands.
Yeah,
no
hey
public
guys, you get the term?
Yeah,
public displays of affection means holding hands. You can't hold anything. You can't probably put your hands in your pocket.
That's what I'm saying. People are gonna test it. Oh, we're married and we just kissed each other. It's gonna be like, no, you're under arrest.
I'd rather not deal with it.
This is what I say though, Cam. I don't judge other cultures, but I stay away. Like, that's my deal.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville. Calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
I'm like, you guys can do what you want there, but I'm not going there. It's pretty simple. That's why won't see me on the news in 6 months saying, you know, Canadian detained in Qatar. It won't be me. Exactly. There will be. There will be.
I'm never going there in my life. I can guarantee you that. That's off the list. Just put a line through it. Done.
Yeah, I can pretty much guarantee that as well.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, well, let's move on from the World Cup. Our chat's blowing up right now. Listen, none of you guys were going anywhere. You guys weren't going to Qatar, right? So, to begin with, these guys are, oh, now I'm not going. Yeah, like you were going.
Yeah, now I'm not going. Yeah. Hey, honey, we got to cancel that trip. You weren't going anywhere. Stop lying.
I know.
Hey, come on. You're not going. You're not
chance
going
of Cam
town.
Going to an Argo game and you guys are going to Qatar.
Yeah, you're damn right there is. Actually, I do have I'm working on that too, Marenzi. It's funny. I got Blue Jay tickets, Argo tickets. My that's my goal is to be more
up.
Like you and more home events. Yes, yes, yes. It's hard sometimes, but yeah, I'm going to work on it. I would have gone to that Argo game on Thursday night versus
No, it is true. You get for a time. You got a show to do. Yeah. Exactly. I would
Thank
go to
you,
more
pal.
Events.
You're stuck
actually.
At the West Coast. Like that's another thing. You get those start times. They're nice. Excellent
you know what I'm going to do? It's going to be a fun day, Cam. It's on September the 2nd. I'm going to do the show here. I'm going to do the show. Yeah. We start at 3:00. Joan Jett starts at 4:00. So I'm going to do the show here on the Friday. That it's a Friday too. I'm going to start the show. Maybe I'll leave like an hour earlier or something like that. You know what I mean? Maybe
sure.
I'll cruise. I'll spin out after 2 hours. I'm going to go over and see Poison, Def Leppard, and Motley Crue.
Yeah,
I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back and do Sports Rage after though. You know what I mean? And I was also thinking, though, get this. If it's nice weather, I might set up outside. I might set up outside so you'll get the feel. You'll hear the music a little bit in the background. Sort of be like a, it's like I'm live at the, it's like a live event. I'm at the show. Give a little feel.
As long as our worst live presentation was, remember Cardano, what makes you guys think that doing it from a coffee shop, Dairy Queen, or ice cream place was a good idea? Oh, we hear, ree, ree, the guy grinding beans. Ree. That was the best.
That was, yeah. It was across the street. It was across the street from the stadium. That's why. But nevertheless,
exactly.
Yeah.
It sounded like
we've done shows everywhere. Ice cream parlors, strip clubs, and everywhere else in between. You name
True.
It.
Excellent.
Yeah. You name it. All right. So we got games tonight. Before we get into the, we'll get back to the NHL. Just for the record, did you cash a ticket with Matthew Fitzpatrick at all?
I did. But I'm not going to lie, Gabe. And
it's hard to keep up with you guys. You got like 22 golfers all the time and stuff.
Yeah, but Babano's picked worse. But I did say on the show on Friday, you can check the tape about Matthew Fitzpatrick live. But I mentioned a few other guys. I'm going to say this, though.
What was he before Salatoris, the tournament? Like 25-1?
No, he was closer to
32-1.
28-32. Yeah. He was like, in the 30-1
range
on average. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I thought 28, 25-1 type thing. Yeah.
Marenzi, I'm going to tell you, you know me. I bet the guy every week. And the fact that he wasn't in my six pack is just kind of crazy to me. And I go, I had guys written down. If Salatoris wins game.
Is it painful to watch when that happens? I imagine it is.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, it is.
And what about Willie Z? Did you have Willie Z? Willie Z's right there, bro. This guy's knocking on the door. He's going to get a major one of these days.
People are telling me, what's Willie Z? Oh, okay, guys. He finished second in a playoff in his last major to Justin Thomas, a lip out away from winning. He also caught some bad breaks there. He could have won that tournament for fun. He came out of the gate really bad. Gabe, he was down like four shots before it even started. He grinded back to tie for the lead. He is a tough, tough SOB, man. This guy don't screw around. And I'm telling you, he deserves better. Bet him every tournament, every major from now on. I'm not sure about the Open Championship in Britain because he's never really been there for the field. But U.S. Open, PGA, Masters, he's got to be on the card. He is going to win a major soon.
He's got to win a PGA tournament, which is amazing. This guy, like he's knocking on the door.
Oh, I know. Like, I know.
Like his first tournament win, he's never won on the PGA Tour, right? He's still looking
that was
for his first win.
Matthew Fitzpatrick, too, Gabe. That was his first PGA Tour win. He's won in Europe. And also, he is the only player next to Jack Nicklaus on the men's side to win the U.S. Amateur and that title. And the only woman to do it is Julie
Engster. Can't top me, Cam. I'll impress you.
Three people. Yep.
I even know where Jack did it.
impressive.
You know where Jack did it?
What course he did it at?
Yeah.
Congressional?
Because I know the deal. Matthew Fitzpatrick is the only guy to win the U.S. Open amateur and a U.S. Open
at the same course.
Mm-hmm. So Fitzpatrick did it in Boston at the country club. Jack, Pebble Beach.
Pebble Beach. Yeah, good call. Yeah, I thought it was congressional for a minute. But yeah, Pebble Beach. Good for him, Gabe. And what other guys, your first tournament win is a major? That's really hard to do. But you know us. We take Matt Fitzpatrick all the time. We knew.
I know. That's why I asked you.
Yes, but I will say this, Gabe, about Zalatoris. He's a real tough guy. And Scottie Scheffler almost won again, too. These guys are animals. I've learned something about golf now and this tournament, just to tell people in the chat and everybody else. There's certain guys, you just put a line through them. I don't care how hot they are, whatever. There's certain guys, Gabe, like you see Hovland, until he does something, line through him. Xander Schauffele, line through him. It doesn't matter. There's certain guys, the cream always rises to the top in these tournaments. And if you look at the leaderboard at the end, it's always the grinders.
Will Zalatoris is a player that I will definitely get a piece of moving forward in these majors. I think he's gonna bust through. Like you said, he's got that mental resiliency, good toughness. He's getting bigger as well. He's still young. He's 25, but I like him a lot. I'm starting to buy into the Willie Z hype. So while that was going on, Cam, an exhilarating race in Montreal, and we cashed another ticket when my boy Max Verstappen, I got in at -110 earlier in the week. He closed at -290 Sunday race day. But I got to tell you, it was not easy. It was the fourth closest finish in the history of the Canadian Grand Prix. It was 0.9 of a second. Of a second. So basically, like, it was like less than a second. Less than a second later, he was there. And like the last 10 laps, man. Cam, I put the most money I ever put on an F1 race before yesterday. Take a guess. How much you think I bet?
A lot. I know. 10 dimes?
Oh, God, no. 10,000. That's pretty stressful.
I don't know. You said the most I've ever done. Well, that's still crazy. Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Well, anyone that bets on car racing, Cam, it's like that's like putting $2,200 on a horse race. It's the same thing.
I don't
like car racing and horse racing is very, very similar. Like, there, you know what I mean? Someone should win, but it doesn't mean they will. Like, put it this way, I had a $250 prop bet on Sergio Perez to be in the top six, and his gearbox jammed up on like the second lap.
Yeah.
I'm out. Just like that. Boom. I lost 250. Like, I was down $250 like 2 minutes into the race, Cam. Like, he went around the track.
Alonso. Oh, he finished seventh.
Yeah, but you know what? He got penalized and he got dropped to ninth. He did finish seventh, though. You did say seventh. But the official result was ninth.
Oh, you got it. Thank God we didn't have exact betting, because I would have actually broke something if that happened. Imagine we bet that, and then you get a penalty and finish ninth, and you finish seventh.
Like, they inspected his car. Like, they inspect your car after, whatever. He failed. I don't know. He failed something. Whatever. I saw after. You know what, though? They already graded it. I think he would have been paid anyways.
Yeah.
It's sort of like a fight, call. Cam, because they graded everything right away. Boom. I was already graded, and it didn't release. Like, F1 was the one, like, late Sunday night. They released a tweet. By the way, Alonso is now ninth place finish, not seventh. They said clarification points, but it's too late. It's too late. Right. That's like the time I lost my UFC when I went 10-1. I would have swept the board at UFC 100. And the one fight I lost got overturned, Cam, like 3 hours later.
You're right.
So
the one fight I lost, it was too late.
Like, his decision's done. Like, the book's paid out, paid in. It is what it is. It's one of those in the race and fight game, Cam. You got to accept, like, whatever decision is made at the time, you got to live with it.
You're right.
So, like, if you bet on a boxing match, like, the sports book, imagine in Vegas, Cam, no one would bet. If they said, oh, listen, we can't pay you after the fight on Saturday night, we're going to have to wait, like, 2 weeks to see that the commission clears this fight.
Yeah, people would say, screw up.
No one's going to bet. Yeah, like, exactly. You know what I mean? So they just pay out, and you hope for the best after, that there's not an overturn or something like that, but... But yeah, I couldn't believe it when Alonso. And you know, it was brutal. I bet Alonso to finish in the top six because he started second on the grid, and he finished seventh. He couldn't do it. And it's funny
too.
It was brutal.
That's his number.
Yeah, he's stuck. He's stuck at seven. It's brutal, too. He tried. Yeah. He wanted to try to pass the guy, but there's a lot of technical stuff to this. He basically said, guys, let's go top six, right? Because that's, you know, it's big, the top six for the points and stuff. And it would have been big for him. And they basically told him no in his ears during the race. The boss said, no. He said, we like it. Stay where you are. And he basically said, you're gonna lose a spot to Buddy behind you. It was the strategy. They said, it's not worth it. You're not going to catch the sixth guy. And what will happen is the eighth guy is going to pass you. So,
yeah.
And Alonso said, okay, check, okay. And he just kept going. Like, he trusts them that, you know what I mean? Like, it's their team, bro. Like, they spend a lot of money on this stuff. So it's the boss saying, no. We want the seventh place points. We don't want to fall from seven to nine right now because you tried to get to six, right? So I understand their strategy, but it was a really fun race. I'll bring it up to Sharapan later. He better get ready because there was 338,000 people. So if Montreal got 338,000 people, what do you think Vegas is going to get?
Oh, God. That's nuts.
500,000? 600? 700?
Yeah.
Yeah, like just probably can't even put in context. Like I said, if Montreal just got 338, Montreal's a big party town and stuff, so they got 338. Don't tell me Vegas is.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm going to top that. All right, like will. Vegas is going to, man, like, God, it's going to be like 500,000 people there.
That's nuts.
Sharapan's going to make like $10,000 a night on renting his house out to people from Spain.
Great idea.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's game time decisions. I am Gabriel Morency kicking it. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. All right, we're going to get into some baseball. Into some baseball right now, but I got to tell you, I'm going to speak to the powers that be over at with our friends at FanDuel. I'm going to tell them, especially now that they're in Ontario, they're missing out. They've got to get Memorial Cup lines up. It's a big-time hockey tournament. Big-time tournament. It's the same thing as like betting on college. It's not college, but it's like, it's not, you know what I mean? It's a it's not even college. Let's call it up for it. It's a professional event. It's a professional event. Like these kids, some of these kids already have $2 million and stuff, Cam. They've already been drafted, right? Some of these guys. Sure. So they're pros. Like, so I don't see why you wouldn't set lines for it. But nevertheless, we got baseball tonight. For me, I'm just depressed. F1 is off next weekend. They're going to be in England in 2 weeks. And we got USFL playoffs this week. I'm excited for that. CFL's back on Thursday, NBA draft on Thursday as well. We'll get into the Stanley Cup, but first game up tonight, big train wreck of a game. Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates baseball. Brubaker on the hill here tonight. Pirates are minus 120. This game is bad, bad. There's bad games and bad. This is bad, bad. So, of course, you love this game.
Yep.
Just to put it in context, the Bucks have lost 11 of their last 12 games. So they're 1-11 in their last 12. And the Cubs have lost 8 of their last 10.
Excellent.
Like, God. Who are you taking?
I like the Pirates and Brubaker tonight. It's actually, I enjoy the game. You're right. I'm not going to say it's a good game, but I like it. And I'm betting it. And I like Pittsburgh in this spot at home. Got them even. The only thing that's concerning is Pittsburgh earlier, Gabe, when I was doing my updates with Pharrell, was plus 102. People have betted up to minus 120. It's a little bit concerning, but hey, I'll take it. I like the Pirates in this spot at home against the Cubbies. Not a huge play, but I'll bet it.
I'd rather watch the Ellen DeGeneres show than bet on this game.
No, you wouldn't.
Let's move forward.
That is a straight up lie. You would rather bet a Pirates game than watch Ellen DeGeneres. I won't accept that answer.
Yeah, on a lie detector test, you're right. Like,
If I'm giving you a lie detector test, you're like, no, I know the game sucks, but no, that's not happening.
My point is, I don't want to bet on or watch either of them.
Your point is, it's a horrible game, and you will not be watching it. I get it.
All right. Next. Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Old school, traditional American League matchup here between the scorching red hot Boston Red Sox. Red Sox are 13-4 so far this month, in the month of June. Outscored opponents 82-51. They've won 5 consecutive series right now. You know what? Boston started the season 10-19. They're 27-12 since, Cam. Boston have been one of the best teams in baseball, actually, over the last little run. I got in on them to make the playoffs at plus 185 as well. Now it's like minus money. Tigers are 2-6 in their last 8. What are you doing with this game?
I think Boston's hot. I don't like their pitcher going tonight. Fajardo's good for Detroit. I think Detroit could be live, but I'm gonna lay off this game, Gabe. It's Boston's just, they're playing great baseball, and I don't want to put it in a parlay at minus 178. I'm just going to leave this game alone.
It's a little chalky, but I've got no problem betting on Winkowski. Winkowski's been all right. He's a kid. He's given him some all right. It's only his third or fourth start here. But he's been solid. He hasn't been overwhelmed or anything like that. So I'm not going to go crazy, but if I take a dog, I take a dog. But if I take a favorite, I'm taking a favorite. I just bet who I like. And I think the Boston Red Sox are the play, so I'm taking the Boston Red Sox. New York Yankees, this team. It's McClanahan versus Cole. Total, you figure, all right, we'll go to the light side here, but it's 6.5. Yankees are minus 146. Rays are plus 124. We know about the dominance in the past of the Rays over the Yankees, but that hasn't been the case this year. We're talking about a team, Cam, that's 32 games over 500. I'm not getting in front of them.
I'm not either. And the Jays actually coming back in that game to salvage one game out of the series. Like, they had Manoah on the hill. The Yankees didn't give up one damn run. The earlier game, like, they're pitching, bullpen, everything about this team, timely hitting. They're phenomenal. And yeah, 146 actually seems like a reasonable price. McClanahan's good for strikeouts. I don't know how you feel about the total, but for me, it'd be Yankees or nothing, Gabe. I can't bet against this team. They're too damn good.
I'm going to pass on this game as well. I'm going to pass. It's a tough one. I don't like train wreck games, and I don't like games that are too tough to pick. I don't fully trust Gerrit Cole, even though he's been pitching well. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to get in front of McClanahan either. So it's just sort of one of these. The Rays generally do play the Yankees well. Maybe the Yankees are in a weird spot after losing yesterday, going into Tampa tonight. It's a tough game. You know, there's a couple of big-time matchups tonight, though, that I do like. And here we got the Atlanta Braves, Webb against Fried. So the Atlanta Braves right now, minus 158. You could argue that the price is a little high. Anytime you see the Giants in this price range, especially with Webb on the hill at plus 134, I do understand the attractiveness of it, but we'll tell you what, Fried hasn't lost since April the 13th. He's been on absolute fire in his career. He's 3-0 with a 2.05 ERA against San Francisco. Yet Logan Webb is on a roll as well. Man, the Braves, Braves are 15-2 in their last 17 games. It's a big-time baseball game tonight. I think the total is a little high. You got Fried. You got Webb on the hill here. The under is the way to go at 8. I like the under.
I agree with you.
And I'm going to take the Atlanta Braves. I'm going to ride the hot hand here with the Braves. Braves in the under.
See, other than the Pittsburgh Pirates, it's a steaming toilet bowl game that you don't want any part of, and I understand. I couldn't agree with you more on this game. I think Fried is basically unhittable right now. I would have made that game. It's a National League game with two wicked pitchers. I make that total, in my opinion, 7. Would you? The fact that it's not even 7 out of 5, it's 8. I hope we're not getting burned here. Like, that's the first thing I noticed.
I was a little surprised to see the 8.
Why isn't it a 7 or a 7.5 at the most with juice? I got to take the under, and I like the Braves a lot.
Because these are really good pitchers, but they're not the star pitchers, right? People don't, you know what I mean? Fried doesn't get the love that he deserves. He's solid because he's hurt often, so people don't really realize when he's there, he's good. And Logan Webb, the guy's a badass. Just ask our buddy, his cousin, that we played blackjack with in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, that guy. You know, Logan Webb's my cousin. See you, pal. Blackjack with that guy had to do. He was an interesting dude. That guy, he's very confident.
He wasn't lying, though. He started busting out his phone. Hey,
I know. I saw
that picture.
No, he wasn't lying. Hey, look. We saw the picture. Yeah, we saw the pictures.
Because I had the Dodger jersey on. He goes, Dodger fans.
He goes, here we go. Dodger fans here. Guy walks up. He's like, settle down, buddy. We don't even know you.
He was all right.
He was all right.
He ran out of money pretty fast for a Web. He's got a loan from Logan.
For being Logan Webb's brother, I don't think his brother sends him any money. I can tell you that. See you guys. I'm broke. Later.
He tapped out after a couple. He got frustrated by.
He
got frustrated by our dealer mouthing off to everybody. He had enough.
Oh yeah, Forbes. Forbes, our dealer. Forbes. She mouths off to everybody.
That's tough. It's a grind. I'd say Braves in the under. Another big series. This is a big one here. Battling for first place. St. Louis Cardinals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Mr. Burns on the hill here tonight against Mikolas, who nearly threw the no-hitter in his last start. For me, Cam, this one, I've got to go underdog with this one. Man, I'm getting the St. Louis Cardinals at plus 150. Thing is with Burns is a very good pitcher. He does not get run support. All right, number one. He's 4-4 for a reason, right? He's a good pitcher. We're not calling him out, but they don't hit when he pitches for whatever reason. And Mikolas is good. I mean, we just saw how, Mikolas is a very good pitcher. The Cardinals are playing for first place here. I'm getting plus 150 with the Cards. And I could even argue, although I noticed, Cam, there's not really a ton of one-run baseball games, actually. So when he said, we could take the 1.5, you know what I mean? I don't know. Like, does it really matter? But the plus 150 at FanDuel right now is a pretty nice price on the St. Louis Cardinals, in my opinion. And this one, the total is 8 at FanDuel. Another one that I've got to go under the number here. That's a higher number than it should be between Burns and Mikolas.
You got two really good pitchers. I'm surprised. It's weird to me. Like, I would have put both of those games at 7, 7.5 max. I don't see what's going on, but yeah, it's interesting. I have a lean to the Cardinals in this spot as well. I'm going to see how these games start tonight, but I would definitely say no problem. You're getting Mikolas at plus 150 on FanDuel. That's good. That's a good price.
What does it have to do with how the other games start tonight?
I don't know, because I'm just with my money.
Opinion on the game? All right.
I said you're saying
you might bet it if you're doing well.
Yeah. Like, if a game starts off good, I'm just going to say it's not making the card yet, but I hope
it didn't make your main card. That's what you're saying.
No. Yeah, correct.
All right. Let's make it my main card. And listen, it's a 3-digit main card.
Yeah, why not? What you got to do?
Two. I'm going to go a little bigger on the under, and I'm going to sprinkle here on the Cardinals. Cardinals at that nice plus 150. Mm-hmm. I think, listen, they're playing for division. The Brewers are minus 145 to win a division of FanDuel right now, as far as the odds are concerned. Most of the divisions are kind of big odds, so like, this is a competitive one, but I do think the Cardinals are going to outlast the Brewers. I don't think Brewers are as good this year as they have been in past years. They rely on their pitching so much, and even their arms can only do so much for them. They don't hit like they used to. And like I said, they're still good. I don't know how good they are, actually. They play in a really bad division, too, right? They do. I mean, they get to play Cincinnati. They play Pittsburgh. They play the Cubs all the time. So, like, we don't really know how good the Brewers are. But just for me, I'm getting Mikolas at a plus price like this. So I'm going to go Mikolas to plus 150 and under 8, St. Louis, Milwaukee. Let's get into the Toronto Blue Jays and the Chicago White Sox. Lance Lynn on the hill against Barrios. Listen, he was a Twin for a long time, so he's faced the White Sox quite often. And in fact, he's beaten the Chicago White Sox more than he's beaten any other team. He's 12-5 in his career with a 3.12 ERA and 21 starts against the White Sox, the highest win total against any opponent in his career. He's 5-2 with a 4.65 ERA on the season. I've noted this about Jose in the past, though, Cam. He's better on the road than he is at home. Yep. There's a problem in that pitcher's park, man, in Toronto. I don't know, like, he's just in a bad, his stuff does not work in that stadium. Yet he's, every time, Cam, you see it all the time. At home, he gets lit up. On the road, he's rock solid, bro. I'm telling you.
Yes.
I think he's rock solid tonight. Give me the Blue Jays.
I'm with you. I'm with the Blue Jays, too. I have concerns about this team, though, Gabe. Like, that was a big series against the Yankees. I really like the way they grinded out one win, but you can't even win with your studs against these guys. That was a big series for them, but they can't be screwing around anymore. You have to go on the road. Lance Lynn got shelled in his first start there. Yeah, I'm with you. Small price on the Jays. I will take them tonight, but this team does concern me. I don't think anybody's going to catch the Yankees, but they've got to keep on winning games because you talked about it. You're battling for the wild card. The Boston Red Sox are hot.
I've got no concerns about the Jays personally. They're fine, Cam. Like, yeah, listen, it would be nice. They can't beat the Yankees right now, which is a problem, right? But
problem.
You know, maybe they don't have to play the New York. And if they do play the Yankees in the playoffs, it'll be a series. Listen, they got a two-game.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Two games on the wild card right now. Yep. I wouldn't panic as far as the Jays concerned. They're 10 games over 500. I think they're playing well enough. They got the fourth best record in the American League. They could be a little better, but they're all right.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're on the clock. Let's do this thing. 7 o'clock baseball coming up. I'm going to lay the juice. I got in at minus 178 with the Boston Red Sox. There's been a late rush. It's up to minus 188 right now. I do like the Red Sox to beat the Tigers tonight. I'm also taking the Atlanta Braves and the San Francisco Giants game under 8. We're going to go with the Atlanta Braves to win this baseball game. We're taking the St. Louis Cardinals plus the money, and we're taking the under 8 in the Cardinals and the Brew Crew as well, although that game is coming up a little bit later on. Cam, what do you got for us at 7 o'clock?
Yeah, I got some of the same, Gabe. I'm betting the Pirates, and you're not touching that game. And I don't really blame you or the listeners who want to avoid that game. But I like Pittsburgh tonight. I'm on the Braves with you. I also agree with the under 8. And early action, that's about it. And we'll probably think they were taking the Jays at 8:10. But I will say this, Gabe, I have a play in NCAA baseball. I've really been enjoying it. It's been really good. Today, Auburn came back. And I'm going to take Arkansas plus 106 in their game tonight. Ole Miss plus 106 against Arkansas tonight in baseball. I know a lot of people are going to be betting Ole Miss for what they've done, but I think Arkansas is the play tonight. Ole Miss the play. I'm screwing them up. Ole Miss, Mississippi. God, what am I doing?
Doesn't instill a lot of confidence in me, to be honest. I'm just saying.
I know people are going to go the other
called,
way too.
It's called a Freudian slip, Cam.
Yeah, is that what I know what it's called?
If you stumble once, then it's like, oh boy, you stumbled twice. Lord Gambler was just telling you, like, don't bet this game.
I don't care what Gambler
say it out loud.
I'm not listening to him.
I will pass on this game. I'm gonna pass.
I would say a hard pass is probably the best way to go, but I really enjoyed the NCAA betting.
I don't care what Lord Gambler says. That was a pretty bold statement that you're going to regret.
You're right. That was actually really stupid. But anyway, what are you going to do? Gambler, I'm sorry. Ole Miss.
Is it Arkansas or Ole Miss? I'm very confused now. It's Ole Miss. You like Ole Miss. Ole Miss.
Yeah, Ole Miss, Gambler.
Game time decisions continues.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.